In session two, we were discussing qualities of a visionary.
Di sesi kedua, orang ngebahas kualitas seorang nunyandak visi.
Seven qualities were given in the previous session.
Tujuh kualitas dipastikan di sesi satu acana.
We discussed the fact that Joshua is an ideal example of one who transitions to a role of major leadership.
Orang ngebahas fakta yang Joshua teh contoh hade di salah sahiji anu janten pemimpin utami.
God desires for you to make your next step as well in leading in the body of Christ.
Pangeran ngeresakan sadarak nyanda kelengkah oge dina mimpin salira Kristus.
The first five chapters of Joshua are chapters of transition as Joshua moves into his role as a major leader of the people of God.
Lima pasal kahiji kitab Joshua, sareng pasal-pasal peralihan waktu Joshua gerak karena peran salaku pemimpin utama.
There are three more qualities that I want to briefly discuss concerning Joshua's life and how it relates to ours as leaders of God's people.
Ayat 3 kualitas deui nu hoyong abdi bahas secara ringkas ngeunaan kahirupan Joshua serta kumaha hal eta aya hubungana sareng urang salaku pamimpin umat.
Three very important incidents occur in Joshua chapter 5.
Tilu kajantenan nu penting aya dina Joshua pasal 5.
Incidents that have tremendous impact on our lives today as biblical leaders.
Kajantenan nu gaduh akibat nu aheng dina hirup urang ayeuna salaku pamimpin Alkitabiah.
In the first part of the chapter, the Lord calls on Joshua to do something that at first seems difficult and strange.
Dina bagian kahiji pasal eta, Pangeran nyaur Joshua kanggo midamel hiji hal nu kawitna katingal hese tur aneh.
A whole new generation of young fighting men had arisen who had been born during the time of the wilderness wanderings.
Ada generasi anyar prajurit nungora kene tos gugah nyeta aranjeunna nu babar salami perjalanan di padang gurun.
Here was a new generation that was under covenant blessing but did not look like covenant people.
Yaitu generasi anyar dina berkah perjanjian, tapi tekat tinggal seperti umat perjanjian.
You remember that God had given to Abraham a token of identification on what would define one as being under the covenant of God.
Sederek emot yang pangeran perantos masian tanda identifikasi ka Abraham ngenaan nubade ngajelaskeun hiji jalmi aya dina perjanjian pangeran.
That covenant was expressed in the token of physical circumcision.
Perjanjian eta diungkapkeun ku tanda mangrupa sunat.
And the Lord said to Joshua, this new generation of fighting men do not carry the covenant seal upon their lives.
Pangeran ngadawuh ka Joshua, generasi anyar nu prajurit teh nyandak tanda perjanjian salami hirup aranjeunna.
So before they can go and represent me in battle, they have to look like covenant people.
Jadi samemeh aranjeunna angkat ngawakilan kami di paperangan, aranjeunna kudu jiga umat perjanjian.
The Lord said to Joshua in so many words, he said, "Allow me to do a surgery on these men so that when I'm finished they'll never look the same."
Pangeran seueurnya Dios ka Yosua dauhna izinkeun kami ngabedah jalma-jalma supaya waktu kami ringse aranjeunna moal katingal.
Now I realize this is a delicate subject, but there is important spiritual truth.
Ayeuna abdi sadar ieu teh pokok hese tapi aya bebeneran rohani anu penting.
As Christians we do not live under the old covenant, we live under the new covenant of the grace of God.
Salaku orang Kristen orang dehirup dina perjanjian lami, orang hirup dina perjanjian anyar nyaeta si kurnia pangeran.
But the wanderings of the people of God and all that occurred in the Old Testament still have tremendous importance for us as believers today.
Tapi pangumuran umat pangeran satanu ayah dina perjanjian lami gaduh kene kepentingan nu aheng pikeun urang salaku urang percanten dinten ieu.
Before God would allow these men to go into battle representing him, they had to bear a covenant mark upon their life.
Tatkala pangeran izinkan para prajurit ia perang ngawakilan mantena aranjena kedah ngangge tanda perjanjian dina hirup aranjena.
There is still that parallel truth for us under the new covenant.
Beberan ia salayu sareng umat perjanjian anyar.
If we are to represent the Lord in battle, we must bear the mark of his covenant on our lives.
Kami orang ngawakilan pangeran dina peperangan orang kedah ngangge ciri perjanjiana dina hirup orang.
I do not wish to be indiscreet in any way.
Maksud tapi saya sengawilah-wilah.
But there is important spiritual truth here.
Tapi ayah bebeneran rohani nu penting di dia.
Circumcision cut away all unnecessary flesh.
Sunat nyingkirkan sadaya kadagingan nu ente penting.
It removed even that which was potentially unclean.
Malah sunat nyingkirkan nu ente suci.
And it was a surgery at the place of creativity where God desired to work.
Eta oge pembedahan kreativitas anu hoyong di bidang mal pangeran.
Now these parallel truths still apply to us under the new covenant.
Ayeuna pebeneran nu saluyu masih diterapkeun ka urang perjanjian anyar.
Paul was very clear in his writings that he was not referring now to a physical circumcision, but rather to a spiritual circumcision.
Paulus nyarat jentre pisan yen anjeunna teu nunjuk kana sunat jasmani, tapi ka sunat rohani.
And in the same way, we are allowed to allow God to do a surgery on our lives that will cut away all carnality, all unnecessary flesh.
Oge urang kedah ngijinkeun pangeran ngapedah dina hirup urang nyingkirkeun sadaya kadagingan, sadaya hal nu teu penting.
We are to allow him to remove even that which is potentially unclean from our lives.
Urang kedah ngijinkeun mantena nyingkirkeun malah kanggo hal-hal nu teu suci ti hirup urang.
And we're to submit to the Holy Spirit so that he might place his mark on the creative abilities that God has given to us.
Urang kedah taat kalau suci saperos anjeunna tiasa masihan cirina kana kamampuan kreatif nu tos dipasihkeun pangeran ka
urang. A visionary is a person whose life has been undeniably marked by God.
Saurang nu nyandak visi teh saurang nu jadi sangkal gaduh hirup di cirian ku pangeran.
There is a ninth quality of biblical leadership given in Joshua chapter 5.
Ayat kualitas kasalapan di kapamimpinan nu dipasihkeun dina Yosua pasal 5.
In verse 12, the Bible says that the manna ceased.
Dina ayat 12 kitab suci nyarios yen manna lireng.
But they ate the fruit of Canaan that year.
Tapi dina taun eta aranjeunna tuang hasil di tanah.
In other words, there was an entire shift in the way that provision came to the people of God.
Artosna aya pangalian nu ageung dina cara miara umat pangeran.
Now I'm going to deal with this in a later session, so I'm not going to give a great amount of time to this.
Ayeuna abdi bade ngabahas hal ieu dina sesi ieu.
But I want you to hear me carefully, particularly those of you who are in depressed economies and your nation has limited resources.
Abdi hayang saderek marhatuskeun carisoan abdi, utami kanggo aranjeunna nu aya dina tekanan ekonomi sareng negara saderek gaduh sumber.
We are in a season where God is changing the way that provision comes to his people.
Urang aya di jaman pangeran nuju ngubah cara miara ka umatna.
The children of Israel had been used to passively receiving all that they needed from the Lord.
Bangsa Israel biasa nampi ku cara pasif sadaya nu dibutuhkeun ti pangeran.
Provision literally dropped out of heaven for them every day.
Jaran rada serak-rak ti langit kanggo aranjeunna unggal.
It wasn't much, but it was a minimal daily requirement for nourishment.
Jumlahna teu seueur tapi cekap kanggo gizi unggal dinten.
They did not have to work for it.
Aranyanan teu kedah didamel kanggo eta.
But on one amazing day, all of that stopped.
Panghiji dinten nu aheng pamiaran
eta. When you cross your personal Jordan, expect there to be a change in the way provision comes to you.
Patos sadaya ngalangkung ka Yordan pribadi, hareupkeun aya propihan dina cara miara ka diri.
The old ideas, the old way of doing things, the old paradigms for provision may not work now.
Pikiran ulami, cara alami, dinamida malah hiji hal, cara ulami kanggo miara panginten teu hasil ayeuna.
But instead, there is provision for everyone. The fruit of Canaan lays before you.
Sabalikna aya pamiaran kanggo unggal jami hasil ti Kanaan aya payuneun saderek.
Manna was just enough for the individual person.
Manna mung cukup kanggo saurang.
But now the provision of Canaan not only supplies my own need, but in that is a seed for provision for others.
Ayeuna pamiaran ti Kanaan sanes mung minuhan kabutuhan abdi nyalira, tapi lebetna aya binih kanggo miara jalmi sanes.
This is where we begin to see how we can truly be a blessing to the nations of the earth.
Jadi urang ngawita ningali kumaha urang leres-leres tiasa janten berkah pikeun bangsa-bangsa di bumi.
Because God promised that those who are in covenant with Him bring blessing to all of the families of the earth.
Kumarki pangeran janjian aranjenanu ayatina perjanjian sareng mantenan nyandak berkah kanggo sadaya kulawarga.
God wants to so abundantly bless you that not only are your needs met, but you have provision through which you become a source of blessing to others.
Pangeran hoyong ngaberkahan pisan saderek sanes mung kabutuhan kapinuhan tapi sadek janten saluran berkah kanggo nusanes.
We the people of God bless the nations and the families of the earth by getting the gospel to them.
Orang umat pangeran berkahan bangsa sareng keluarga bumi serta nyandak Injil karanjena.
God wants to give you the necessary resources for that to happen.
Pangeran hoyong masihan kasaderek sumber nu diperlukeun sabar seta tiasa.
But it will require that you cooperate with God.
Eta ngadahkeun sadaya didamel sareng pangeran.
And that you go behind enemy lines because that's where the provision is.
Karena sadaya angkat ka pengker garis musuh kumalki di dinya aya pamiaraan eta.
But if you will step out in faith,
tapi umpami sadaya keluar dina iman,
there is great abundance not only for you but for others as well.
Aya langkung seueur sanes mong kanggo saderek tapi oge kanggo nusanes.
And you become a conduit of blessing to others.
Saderek janten saluran berkat kanggo nusanes.
A visionary cooperates with God in gathering new sources of provision.
Orang nu nyandak visi didamel sareng pangeran dina ngempelkeun sumber-sumber pamiaraan nu anyar.
The final quality of a visionary that I want to share with you is that a true biblical visionary has a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ.
Kualitas terakhir ti saurang nu nyandak visi nu hoyong abi bagikeun ka saderek nya eta saurang nu nyandak visi alkitabiah gaduh hirup patepang nu dirobah ku Yesus Kristus.
Joshua had this encounter with the mighty captain.
Joshua ngalaman patepang ieu ku panglima bala tentara nu perkosa.
The captain of the hosts of the Lord.
Panglima bala tentara pangeran.
And we know that one to be the Lord Jesus Christ.
Urang terang yen eta teh Yesus Kristus.
Before Joshua was to lead the people of God into battle, he had to have this fresh encounter with the living Christ.
Catatan Yosua mimpin umat pangeran lebet kana peperangan anjana kedah patepang nu nyegerkeun sareng Kristus nu hirup.
Above all else, we must encounter the living Christ to bring him to a dying world.
Nu penting urang kedah patepang sareng Kristus nu hirup kanggo nyandak mantena ka dunya nu sakarat.
You have to admire the courage of Joshua.
Sadaya kedah kagum kana kawanian Yosua.
I don't know if an angelic, powerful being were standing in front of me, if I would have the courage to confront him.
Abdi terang naha abdi gaduh kawani upami abdi mayunan hiji makhluk surgawi.
But that's what Joshua did.
Tapi eta anu dipidamel
Yosua. And he said to this mighty captain, he said, "Are you for us or are you for our enemies?"
Taurna ka panglima bala tentara pangeran, balat atawa musuh anjeun teh?
The captain, in essence, said to Joshua, I did not come to take sides, I came to take over, I came to take authority.
Panglima eta intina nyarios ka Yosua, kami teh datang jeung mihak, kami datang jeung nyandak, kami datang ngarebut otoritas.
The Lord was saying to Joshua, Joshua, let's get this straight and get it clear before we go into battle.
Kawuh pangeran ka Yosua, Yosua, keun ieu di lempengkeun satari jelaskeun samemeh urang lebet kana peperangan.
There's to be only one captain over the people of God.
Tong aya hiji panglima bala tentara umat pangeran.
And Joshua, you are not that captain.
Serta Yosua, anjeun lain panglimana.
The Lord was saying, I'm the captain.
Dewan pangeran kami panglima bala tentara.
And Joshua,
pangeran.
You are under my command.
Yosua anjeun aya dina perintah kami.
So with this fresh encounter with the living Christ, we are then qualified to march in victory for the Lord.
Janten ngalangkungan patepang nu nyegerkeun ieu sareng Kristus nu hirup, urang layak mapah dina kamenangan.
Now I want us to move directly to the third session.
Ayeuna urang langsung kana sesi katilu.
In many ways, this is the pivotal session of this series on vision.
Dina secara ieu sesi nu penting di seri ngenaan visi.
It is impossible to overstate the importance of vision in ministry.
Mungkin paminta nekenkeun pentingna visi dina pelayanan.
No ministry, no church is ever born without a vision.
Teu aya pelayanan, teu aya gereja anu dirintis tanpa hiji visi.
No ministry is ever sustained without a vision.
Teu aya pelayanan nu pernah tahan tanpa hiji visi.
No ministry ever grows without a vision.
Teu aya pelayanan nu tumbuh tanpa hiji visi.
So let us see again the definition of vision.
Ayo urang ningal sakali deui hartos hiji visi.
According to researcher and church growth analyst George Barna, vision is as follows.
Dek penyelidik serta analis tumuhna gereja George Barna, visi teh kieu.
Dr. Barna says vision for ministry is a clear mental image of a preferable future imparted by God to his chosen servants and is based on an accurate understanding of God, self, and circumstances.
Dr. Barna nyarios, visi kanggo pelayanan teh gambar mental nu jentre di kapayunan nu langkung sae nu dipasikeun ku pangeran ka pelayanan nu dipilihna serta ia didasarkan kana pemahaman nu pas ka pangeran dirinya lira serta kayaan.
Now, notice that Dr. Barna removes all mystical elements in this definition.
Ratoskeun, jeung Dr. Barna nyingkirkeun sadaya unsur mistis dina hartos ieu.
We're not talking about a mystical trance when we speak of biblical vision.
Urang teu nyaros ngeunaan karasukan mistis waktos urang ngabahas ngeunaan visi Alkitabiah.
But we are speaking of a very clear picture of God's preferred future.
Tapi urang nyaros ngeunaan gambaran nu jentre pisan ngeunaan pangersa pangeran kangku pikapayuna.
Dr. Barna calls it a clear mental image.
Dr. Barna nyebatna salaku gambar mental nu jentre.
Not only does this image come to the mind, it also is embedded deep within our spirits. Now, as you are viewing these sessions, the Holy Spirit is beginning to work on the inside of you. You're beginning to break out of typical mental patterns to see the potential of something greater for God.
Adek ngawitan ngancurkeun pola mental biasa kanggo ningali potensi hiji hal nu langkung ageng pikeun pangeran.
The Holy Spirit is stirring things deep inside your spirit.
Roh Suci nuju ngobarkeun hiji hal dina roh.
And you see the potential of what could occur.
Adek ningal potensi tinu aya.
But if vision is to be turned into fact and reality, there are many aspects that need to be considered.
Mengumpami visi pada sirobah janten bukto serta kenyataan ayat seer aspek nu kedah.
In this session, I want to help you focus your vision.
Dina sesi ia abdi hoyong nulungan saderek mustad ken perhatusan ka visi saderek.
Do you remember the story of when Jesus healed the blind man?
Saderek imut cerita waktu Yesus nyagerkeun jalmi lolong.
And the Lord asked him concerning his sight, his vision. He said, what do you see? And the man who was previously blind said, well, yes, I can see a little bit, but I see men like trees walking around.
Muhun, abdi tiasa ningal sakedik, tapi abdi ningali jalmi-jalmi seperti stangkal nu lelempangan.
Then the Bible says Jesus touched the man's eyes a second time and then he saw clearly.
Terus kitab suci nyaris Yesus ngarampa panon jalmi eta kedua kalinya serta lajang anjenan ningali nu jentre.
Now some of you have a partial vision, but it is not yet entirely clear.
Beberapa hati saderek nu gaduh sabagian visi tapi teu jelas sapinuhna.
I am asking the Lord to let this session be a second touch from His hand on your spiritual sight so that you can see the vision clearly.
Tapi nyuhunkeun ka Pangeran kanggo ngijinkeun sesi ieu janten jamahan panangan kana titinggalian rohani supados saderek tiasa ningali visi eta langkung jentre.
How do you focus the vision?
Kumaha saderek memusatkeun diri ka visi?
Let me suggest 10 steps.
Dan kenapa nyarankan 10 langkah?
Number 1, know your gift.
Yang kakahiji, apalkan kurnia sadere.
Know your spiritual gift or gifts that have been given to you by the Holy Spirit.
Apalkan kurnia rohani sadere, atau napi kurnia-kurnia nutus dipasikan ke sadere kuroh suci.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11.
Serat Korinta kahiji pasal 12, ayat 11.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 11, Paul says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He, the Spirit, wills or determines.
1 Corinthians pasal 12 ayat 11, Saur Paulus, eta anugrah-anugrah kabeh uke paparin jeung padamelan roh eta keneh, anu maparin ka tiap-tiap jalma masing-masing beda-beda nurutkeun kumaha kersana.
I want to encourage you to make a study of spiritual gifts.
Abdi ngadorong saderek kanggo ngadamel panyelidikan ngenaan karunia.
The gifts of the Holy Spirit are delineated for us in the following chapters of the Bible.
Karunia Roh Suci dibeberkeun dina pasal-pasal ieu di kitab suci.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Efesus pasal 4.
Romans chapter 12.
Roma pasal 12.
And 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 14.
Terang, hiji Korinta pasal 12 hingga 14.
When these lists of spiritual gifts are placed together, they make a composite listing of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Atus daftar-daftar karunia rohani ieu dihijikeun aya daftar gabungan tinu karunia-karunia ieu.
I encourage you to make a list of these gifts.
Abdi ngadorong saderek ngadamel daftar ti karunia-karunia ieu.
And to prayerfully seek guidance from the Lord as to the giftings that the Holy Spirit has given to you.
Terang doa teangan pimpinan ti Pangeran ngenan naon kurnia nu dipasikeun Roh Suci ka saderek.
Also, the Bible says that we are at liberty to pursue certain gifts that we do not have but that we desire.
Alkitab nyarios bebas kanggo ngudak hiji kurnia nu teu dipikah kaduh tapi dipikah hoyong kurang.
All of these gifts are for the building up, the edifying of the body of Christ.
Karunia-karunia ieu teh kanggo ngawangun, ngalengkepan salira Kristus.
They are not for our own self-aggrandizement and our own self-fulfillment, but rather so that we might be equipped from God to serve the people of God and serve the purposes of God.
Kurnia eta sanes kanggo nyombongkeun diri serta kapuasan nyalira, tapi supados urang dilengkepan Pangeran kanggo ngalayanan umat Pangeran tur ngalayan maksud Pangeran.
Discover your spiritual gift.
Temukan kurnia rohani sederek.
And then understand that you will only be ultimately fulfilled as you minister within the realm of the gifts that God has given to you.
Dengar tos yang sederek mung tiasa dipinuhan ku satuhuna umpami sederek ngalayanan di bidang karunia nutos dipasikeun pangeran kasaderek.
You've seen that, haven't you?
A
teacher who tries to be an evangelist is an embarrassment.
Orang guru nu ngusahakeun janten nu ngawartakeun Injil mangrupikeun hal.
Now I'm not saying that all of us should not be witnesses because the Bible says we're all witnesses for Christ.
Kenes masa tadi yen urang teu kedah janten saksi kumarki kitab suci nyeros urang sadaya teh saksi-saksi pikeun Kristus.
But if a man stands to preach the gospel, it quickly becomes evident whether or not he has the gift of the evangelist.
Misal urang ngadeg kanggo khutbah mutbahkan Injil jentri ketinggal naha anjena kadus kurnia ngawartakan jahat anapian.
A prophet who endeavors to be a pastor can cause harm in the body of Christ.
Orang nabi nu getol jantan pangangon tiasa ngabahayakan salira Kristus.
But we are to honor and affirm one another in the body of Christ, appreciating the dispensing of the gifts as the Holy Spirit has determined.
Tapi orang kada silih hormatan serta neguhkeun dina salira Kristus ngargaan karagaman karunia sapertos nutos ditetepkeun.
We're to draw upon the strengths and the giftings of our other brothers and sisters in Christ that we ourselves may not possess.
Orang kada ngangge kakiatan sareng kurnia ti saderek-saderek urang nu sanes dilebet Kristus nu teu urang gaduh.
And then number two, trust your gift.
Langkah kedua, sing percanten ka kurnia saderek.
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 16.
Teloka pasal 18 ayat 16.
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 16 says, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men.
Nyaros kieu, anjen rek ngadeheus ka jalma penting. Bawakeun tanda katineng moal telungsur-lungsur.
When you know the gifting of God in your life, you can relax in the operation of that gift.
Atos saderek wano ka karunia pangeran dina hirup saderek, saderek teu kedah ngamasalahkeun kanggo ngajalankeun kurnia eta.
Allow me to give you a personal example.
Abdi masian contoh.
The Lord has graciously allowed me to be gifted in calling out potential missionaries.
Pangeran nu murah hati ngijinkeun abdi kaduh kurnia dina nyaur misionari nu perpotensi.
Not only missionaries from my own nation, but missionaries around the world in the body of Christ.
Sanes mong misionari di nagara abdi, tapi misionari di sakulia dunia di salira.
So in ministry, when I make a call for missionary service.
Tentunya pelayanan waktu abdi nangtang kanggo pelayanan misionari.
There is no strain in that. There is no struggle in that. I trust the gifting of God in me.
Daya paksaan dilebetna, daya masalah, abdi percanten karunia Allah ayah dilebet abdi.
And I have perfect confidence that that gift will operate.
Abdi gaduh keyakinan yen kurnia eta baris tidama.
And every year I see between 1,000 and 2,000 people respond to my challenge to missionary service.
Tahun-tahun abdi ninggal antawis 1,000 dugi ka 2,000 urang ngabandungan tantangan abdi ka pelayanan misionari.
I want to encourage you to discover your realm of grace or gifting or the favor of God. Where is the favor of God on your life?
Hoyong ada orang saderek mendakan bidang kurnia saderek atau napi karunia rohani atau pemasihan pangeran di mana pemasihan pangeran dina hidup.
And as you stay within that realm of God's favor and grace and gifting, that is where you are most fulfilled and most fruitful.
Kemudian saderek linggi dina bidang pemasihan pangeran, sih kurnia serta karunia rohani di dunia saderek baris menghasilkan buah anu lebet.
My friend Dick Eastman is one of the world's greatest voices for the prayer movement.
Sahabat abdi Dick Eastman, salah satu tokoh dunia kasuhur kanggo gerakan doa.
He He has one of the sessions in this great international curriculum, one of the series.
Panjenengan salah sahiji sesi di kurikulum internasional Nu Aheng, salah sahiji seri.
Reverend Eastman stays within the realm of his anointing as he ministers.
Pendeta Eastman tinggi di bidang urapana waktos anjena ngalayanan.
And God's obvious grace is upon him as he does that.
Si kurnia pangeran nyata ayat di anjena sementawis anjena midamel pelayanana.
So once you have discovered your gifts, then trust those gifts to be operative in your life.
Dan waktu saderek mendakan kurnia roh saderek, sing percantan karunia tadi damel dihirup saderek.
Number three, develop your gift.
Langkah katilu, kembangkan kurnia rohani saderek.
Paul gave this counsel to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
Paulus masihan papatah ia ke Timotius dina 2 Timotius pasal 2 ayat 15.
To Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
2 Timotius pasal 2 ayat 15, hidup sorangan kudu ikhtiar sangkan gawe kaanggo ku Allah, sakuma layakna pagawe nu hade nun teu era ngemban timbalan mantena, tur ati-ati enggoning ngawurukan amanat kayaktian.
The vision from God is a precious treasure given to us.
Visi ti pangeran teh harta nunte kan nile dipasikeun ka urang.
We are stewards of that vision.
Urang teh pangurus ti visi eta.
The gifts of the Holy Spirit are certainly a wonderful treasure from God.
Kurnia ti Roh Suci tangtos bae hiji harta anu endah pisan ti pangeran.
We are stewards of those gifts.
Urang teh pangurus ti karunia eta.
And we're to cooperate with God in the development of those gifts in our lives.
Saurang kada didamel sareng pangeran dina ngembangkeun kurnia eta dina hirup urang.
I want to urge you to adopt a personal plan of growth and development for your life and for the ministry that is in your stewardship.
Tapi hayang ada seksa derek supados nyandak rarancang temuhuna pribadi sarta temuhuna hirup saderek pikeun pelayanan nu benten dina pengurusan saderek.
You need to develop a plan for ongoing growth where you invest in God's gift in you every day.
Saderek kada ngembangkeun rancang pribadi kanggo temuhuna nu teras dina karunia pangeran unggal dinten.
And then number four, get a vision from God for your ministry.
Ajeng langkah kaopat, kilarian hiji visi ti pangeran kanggo pelayanan saderek.
The Apostle Paul gave a word of counsel to a man named Archippus in Colossians chapter 4 verse 17.
Rasul Paulus mamatahan saurang nu namina Archippus dina Kolose pasal 4 ayat 17.
In Colossians 4:17, he said, take heed to the ministry which you've received from the Lord, that you fulfill it.
Nah, kalau saya pada 17 saurna, pangnepikeun ka Arsipus omat sing junun ngalampahkeun tugas ti Gusti teh.
Now, notice that Paul said this is a ministry that you have received from the Lord.
Yen perhatuskeun yen Paulus nyaos ieu teh hiji pelayanan nutos anjeunna nampi ti pangeran.
Just as salvation itself is a gift of God, having received that great gift of salvation, we also receive giftings from God for ministry.
Sami sapertos kasalamatan salaku hiji anugerah ti pangeran, ku nampi anugerah nu ageung eta urang oge nampi kurnia-kurnia ti pangeran kanggo pelayanan.
Paul said to Archippus, you have giftings that you're not using.
Paulus ka Arsipus, anjen kaduh kurnia nu anjen teu gunakeun.
Develop what God has given to you.
Kembangkeun nu dipasihkeun pangeran ka saderek.
The ministry that you've received from the Lord.
Pelayanan nu tos saderek tampi ti pangeran.
Begin to fulfill that ministry.
Ngawitan nedunan pelayanan eta.
And now I'm speaking to someone right now who needs to hear that as God's direct word to you.
Abdi nyarios ka saurang nu kedah ngadangu cahayaan eta salaku carisan ti pangeran nyalira ka saderek.
You've received a vision from the Lord. You know what your life is to accomplish for Him. But you've allowed circumstances and hurts and disappointments to sidetrack you from the vision. And the word of the Lord comes to you now. That you're to take heed to this ministry and this calling that you've received from the Lord. And you're to begin to take steps now to fulfill that ministry. Now, when God gives a vision, He desires a development of that vision. Aubrey Malpurs has given several characteristics of what constitutes a healthy vision.
Aubrey Malpurs tos masian sabaraha karakter nu aya dina hiji visi nu sehat.
The first characteristic of a healthy vision, it is clear.
Karakter kahiji ti visi nu sehat, visi nu jentre.
Do you remember what the Lord spoke to the prophet Habakkuk?
Nah, saudara, imut kana cari son pangeran kana pi Habakkuk.
In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2.
Dina Habakkuk pasal 2 ayat 2.
The Lord counseled Habakkuk write down the vision.
Tuliskeun dina lempengan tanah liat.
Write the vision and make it plain, make it clear.
Tuliskeun visi eta, sederhanakeun.
And then third, read the vision. After you've written the vision and clarified the vision, then read the vision. And having read this clear vision, something begins to happen inside of you. You begin to want to run with the vision. You want to carry out and fulfill the vision that the Lord has given. It is a challenging assignment to clarify the vision God has given to you. But a healthy vision must be clear. Second, a healthy vision is challenging.
Kedua, hiji visi nu sehat nangtang.
A healthy vision will challenge and stir you as the leader.
Hiji visi nu sehat baris nangtang sareng ngagerakan sareng salaku pamimpin.
But it will also stir the people of God.
Tapi uga ngagerakan umat pangeran.
You see, God's preferable future is a challenging and hopeful potential.
Tarek ningal pikapayunan nu dikersakeun pangeran teh hal nu nangtang serta pinuh pangharepan.
The third characteristic of a healthy vision is that it is a middle picture.
Karakter katilu ti hiji visi nu sehat teh visi eta gambar imutan.
As you convey the vision to others, they are able to see that which you are sharing.
Sementara saderek ngadugikeun visi eta kanusanes aranje ningali nu nuju saderek bagi.
In our first session, we dealt with the call of Jeremiah.
Na sesi urang nu kahiji urang ngabahas panyaur Yeremia.
And the Lord asked Jeremiah, "What do you see?"
Pangeran naros ka Yeremia, "Naon nu katempo kumane?"
He's asking you the same thing today. What do you see? What is your vision? Is there a clear mental picture of God's preferred future? The fourth characteristic of a healthy vision is that it is future. It is something that is yet to come.
Visi eta ngenaan pikapayunan hiji hal nu teu taacan ka jantenan.
The fifth characteristic is that it is something that can happen, it can be.
Nyaeta visi teh hiji hal nu tiasa ka jantenan nu tiasa diwujudkeun.
It is You're not a mystical dreamer or a stargazer. But you're a clear-headed pragmatist who understands that the vision God has given can in fact happen.
And
the final characteristic of a healthy vision, not only can it happen, it must happen.
Karakter terakhir di visi nu sehat sanes mung tiasa diwujudkan, visi eta kedah diwujudkan.
One of the early missionaries into the interior of Africa was a man by the name of Roland Bingham. He founded the organization, the Sudan Interior Movement, that is today called SIM International. He faced incredible odds. Several of his associates died of malaria attempting to get to the Sudan. Even other missionaries said, "You'll never make it." They said, "Your children will never even see the Sudan. Possibly your grandchildren will."
Malah putra-putra saderek mual ningali Sudan panginten engke incu-incu saderek.
But Bingham would not be dissuaded.
Tapi Bingham maksa tetiasa ditarik.
He said, "I will open this area to the gospel, or I will die trying."
Karena abdi baris muka daerah ia kanggo Injil atau nabi pade ngusahakeun sakuat tenaga.
You see, he was carrying a vision that said in his spirit, "This must happen."
Kadarek ningal anjeunna nyandak visi nu nyarios dina rohna.
Paul carried that same kind of heart when he said, "Necessity is laid upon me."
Paulus nyandak hati nusami waktu saurna, iti kabutuhan tos dipasikan ka abdi.
I have to do this.
Abdi kedah midamel.
I cannot be disobedient to God's vision from heaven that He's given to me.
Abdi tetiasa ngantep visi pangeran ti sawarga nu tos dipasikan ka abdi.
Is there something so consuming in your life that you will live for it and die for it?
Nah, aya hal nu nyita hirup saderek dugi ka saderek hirup sareng maot kanggo hal eta.
The vision from heaven is a vision not only that can occur, but in your heart it must happen.
Visi ti sawarga nya eta hiji visi nu sanes mung tiasa aya tapi nu hate saderek visi eta.
Get a vision from God for your ministry.
Inginkan visi eta di panggilan kanggo pelayanan saderek.
That brings us to point number 5.
Kita beres nyandak urang ka hal nomor 5.
Attempt something so big that only God can get glory for it.
Usahakan hal nu agung pisan dugi ka mung pangeran nu tiasa dimulyakan dina hal eta.
Paul gave this benediction to the Ephesian church in chapter 3, verses 20 and 21.
Pangeran ngaberkahan ka gereja Efesus pasal 3 ayat 20 sareng 21.
Ephesians 3 verses 20 and 21.
Efesus 3 ayat 20 sareng 21.
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever.
Sebab Allah teh iasa ngabulkeun pipanuhun urang leuwih ti anu dikedalkeun malah leuwih ti anu aya dina angen-angen sakumaha nyata dina kawasana nu padang damel di jero diri urang mantena wajib dimulyakeun di jamaah dina katunggalanna jeung Kristus Yesus turun-tumurun salalanggengna.
The man who was used of God to launch the modern missionary movement, whose name was William Carey, said, "Attempt great things for God, expect great things from God."
Jaminu diangke pangeran kanggo ngagerakkeun panginjilan modern, namina William Carey nyarios, upayakeun hal ageng pikeun pangeran, harepkeun hal-hal nu ageng ti pangeran.
Many of you would be familiar with the name Bill Bright. Dr. Bright is the founder and president of Campus Crusade for Christ.
Dr. Bright teh nu ngadegkeun sarta ketua Campus Crusade of Christ.
This is the ministry that has produced the Jesus film that is being so powerfully used in so many nations.
Itu pelayanan untuk mengeluarkan film mengenai Yesus anu dianggo aheng pisan di seueur nagara.
How did Dr. Bright get the vision for such a great and impacting ministry?
Kumaha Dr. Bright nampi visi kanggo hiji pelayanan nu sakitu agung serta
One evening when he was a young seminary student in California.
Hiji wengi waktu anjeunna kuliah keneh di sekolah Alkitab di California.
As he was simply doing his homework and working on his New Testament Greek lessons.
Atas anjeunna nuju ngarengsekeun padamelan bumina sarta ngerjakeun pelajaran bahasa Yunani.
All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit opened this tremendous vision to him that has today become Campus Crusade for Christ.
Nuju kuro suci muka visi nu aheng ieu ka anjeunna di mana dinten ieu janten Campus Crusade for Christ.
He didn't see every aspect of the vision of what God has done, but he saw generally what the Lord wanted to accomplish.
Ana teningal sadaya aspek di visi ngeunaan naon nu tos dipidamel pangeran, tapi anjeunna ningal ku cara umum naon nu hoyong didugikeun ku pangeran.
Notice that he was in the general normal activities of the day when the Holy Spirit brought vision to his heart.
Pratoskeun yen anjeunna nuju midamel kagiatan nu aheng normal dina dinten eta waktu Roh Suci masian visi eta.
God will do the same for you.
Pangeran baris midamel hal nu sami ka sadaya.
And then number 6, remember that you can do whatever God has called you to do.
Nomor 6, sing imut yen sadayak tiasa midamel naon bae dina panyaur pangeran.
Philippians chapter 4 verse 19.
Filipi pasal 4 ayat 13.
In Philippians 4:19, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Ya Filipi pasal 4:13, saur Paulus, hirup nu kumaha bae oge sim kuring mah kuat nandangana, tangtu eta
I serve with a ministry called Global Advance.
Abi ngalayanan sareng pelayanan nu namina Global Advance.
We sponsor what we call frontline shepherds conferences all over the world.
Bisa daya ngadanaan naon nu disebut frontline shepherd referensi di sakuliah dunia.
We endeavor to go where the need is greatest.
Abdi sadaya ngupayakeun angkat ka tempat nu ngabutuhkeun pisan.
2 years ago, we were in the nation, the Central African nation of Zambia.
Kataun kapangkar abdi sadaya aya di pusat bangsa Afrika nyaeta Zambia.
Over 500 pastors and church leaders gathered for that conference.
Langkung ti 500 pangangon serta pamimpin gereja ngempel kanggo konferensi eta.
One of the men who came was from the far interior from a small village in Zambia.
Salah seorang nu aya asalna ti pedalaman ti hiji desa alit di Zambia.
His name was Joseph Firi.
Namina Joseph Firi.
He just absorbed that week the same teaching that I'm giving to you today.
Anjeunna nembe bae ngadangukeun pangajaran nu sami sareng nu abdi dugikeun dinten ieu.
He came to that first conference in 1993.
Anjeunna ngahadiran konferensi nu kahijina dina taun 1983.
He took the teaching that was given to him.
Anjeunna nyandak pangajaran nu dipasikeun ka anjeunna.
He returned to our conference in 1995 to give testimony to what had happened in the intervening 2 years.
Anjeunna ka konferensi deui dina taun 1985 kanggo masian kasaksian ngeunaan nutos kajantenan dina 2 taun eta.
He said, I've never been to Bible school.
Taurna, abdi teu pernah diajar di sakola Alkitab.
I've never had any training for ministry other than the conference I went to in 1993.
Abdi teu pernah nampi pelatihan kanggo pelayanan iwal di konferensi nu abdi sumping taun 1983.
But he said, I took the training I received there.
Tapi saurna abdi nyandak pelatihan nu abdi tampi di dinya.
And in the last 2 years, I have planted 14 new churches.
2 tahun ayeuna abdi tos melak 14 gereja anyar.
He received a vision from the Lord.
Jeuna nampi hiji visi ti pangeran.
And he was obedient to the vision.
Jeuna taat kana eta visi.
Now, you can do what God calls you to do.
Ayeuna sadayak tiasa midamel panyaur pangeran ka sadere.
You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Number 7, develop a plan for your own devotional life.
Nomor 7, kembangkan hiji rarancang kanggo kehidupan renungan pribadi.
Jesus said in Luke 18 verse 1, men ought always to pray and not to lose heart.
Lalu Yesus dina Lukas pasal 18 ayat 1, maraneh ulah bosen kana sembahyang.
Nothing is more important to the fruitfulness of your ministry than your own personal devotional life before the Lord.
Aya nu penting supados tiasa buahan dina pelayanan saderek iwal kahirupan renungan pribadi saderek di payunan Pangeran.
In your notes, I suggest 3 prayers that you personalize and pray every day.
Dina catatan saderek abdi nyarankeun 3 doa nu kedah dipidama sarta didoakeun unggal dinten.
I encourage you to pray these 3 prayers and personalize them and see what God will do in your life.
Abdi ngadorong saderek ngadoakeun 3 doa ieu sarta midamelna sarta tingali naon nu bari dipidamel Pangeran dina hirup saderek.
And then number 8, in prayer before the Lord, make a plan for the fulfilling of your vision.
Nomor 8 dina doa panyuneun Pangeran damel hiji rancang kanggo ngawujudkeun visi saderek.
Dr. Ralph Mahoney suggests these steps in implementing the vision.
Dr. Ralph Mahoney nyarankan lengkah-lengkah ia dina nerapkan visi.
Receive God's vision for your life.
Tampi visi Pangeran kanggo hirup saderek.
And for your ministry.
Pelayanan saderek.
Then define the goals that will move you toward the fulfilling of that vision.
Terus jelaskan sasaran nu baris ngagerakkan saderek kana nedunan visi eta.
Then prioritize those goals into a workable plan.
Ajeng pentingkeun sasaran eta dina rarancang nu tiasa dipidamel.
What will you attempt first?
Anu bade diusahakeun langkung dipayun?
And then next, what will you attempt second?
Ajeng naon nu bade diusahakeun saparantos eta?
And then begin to implement that plan.
Terus ngawitan nerapkeun rarancang eta.
And then finally evaluate the achievements. I urge you, don't just be a hearer of the word like James spoke about. But do something about what you're hearing in this session. Make a plan to fulfill the vision God has given to you. Number 9, tie your vision for ministry to God's great vision and His plan for the nations.
Number 8, hijikeun visi sadere kanggo pelayanan sareng visi Pangeran nu aheng sarta rancang ka kanggo bangsa-bangsa.
And we'll give special emphasis to that in the next session.
Urang bade masihan tekanan khusus ke
hal itu. Number 10, and most importantly, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Tes nomor 10 serta langkung penting dari dipinuhan ku Roh Suci.
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18.
Efesus pasal 8 ayat 18.
In Ephesians 5:18, Paul said, "Do not be drunken with wine. This is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit."
Efesus 5 ayat 18, saur Paulus, "Ulah sok mabok, sebaliknya nurutkeun panuyun Roh."
Nothing of eternal value will occur outside of the working of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Saya pun ten langgeng nu aya di luar padamelan Roh Suci dina hirup saderek.
Allow the Holy Spirit to cleanse you.
Ijinkan Roh Suci nyucikan saderek.
To fill you.
Minuhan saderek.
To control you.
Kendalikan saderek.
That the Spirit of God might have His way in your life.
Jika Roh Pangeran tiasa masihan jalana dina hirup saderek.
A few years ago, I was holding in my hands a 90-year-old letter from the great missionary Hudson Taylor.
Beberapa tahun kapangker abi nyepeng hiji surat nu umurna puluhan tahun ti saurang misionari kasohor Hudson Taylor.
Taylor said, "We are to make a full surrender to God."
Taylor, urang bade sumerah ka Pangeran.
in order that the Holy Spirit may be unhindered.
Pada Roh Suci teka halangan.
He finished the letter by saying, "I urge you to take this position."
Anjena ngarengsekeun saratna ku saurna abdi ngadesek saderek kanggo nyandak posisi.
I finished this session the same way.
Abdi ngarengsekeun sesi ieu ku cara anu sami.
Make a full surrender of your life and the ministry and your stewardship to God.
Pasrahkan hidup serta pelayanan serta panata pelayanan saderek sapinuhna ka Pangeran.
Do it now.
Pidamel ayeuna.
So that the Holy Spirit may flow unhindered through your life.
Kados Roh Suci tiasa ngucur dina hirup saderek.